Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Igigik's cumulative harvest is only 2 million behind the Nooshigak. The Naknek Kwijak hit a harvest of 9 million, and there are some early indications for prices this year. It's Monday, July 15th. I'm your host, Alex Hager. On today's show, we take a look at how recent state budget cuts could have an impact on the ADF&G.
The legislature had added $1 million to commercial fisheries division budget, and which got vetoed out.
And we hear from the Chignecks, where they're about to head out on only the second opener of the season.
This time is the closest to what a regular opening would be. I'm sure some people think it's a regular opener.
Those stories and more after this.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Let's get things kicked off today with the numbers. On the west side, the Nooshigak's daily catch yesterday came to 250,000, bumping the cumulative up to 13.8 million. Escapement in the district was 307,000 yesterday, making the season escapement 3.7 million. Breaking yesterday's escapement down by river, the Wood River Tower saw 80,000 fish, the Nooshigak got 16,000, and the Agushik had just over 300. Also on the west side, Togiak caught 30,000 yesterday, bringing the season cumulative up to 300,000. Escapement there was 4,300 yesterday and 35,000 on the season. On to the east side now, Igigik had far and away the biggest catch yesterday, bringing in 717,000 and pushing the cumulative up to 11.6 million. The district had an escapement of 82,000 on Sunday and 1.9 million on the season. The Naknek Kwijak pulled in 400,000 yesterday, pushing their season cumulative up to 9 million. Escapement in the district was 307,000 yesterday and 3.7 million so far this year. Breaking yesterday's escapement down by river, 141,000 fish went up the Kwijak, 121,000 and a half up the Naknek, and 44,000 in the Alagnak. And finally on the east side, the Ugashik didn't fish yesterday, leaving the cumulative there at 324,600. The district saw an escapement of around 8,000 yesterday, bringing the cumulative up to 108,000. Taking a look now at vessel registration, things are still picking up on the east side and slowing down in the Nooshigak. The Naknek Kwijak is making the biggest gains. The district started this morning with 687 permits, but that number will climb to 764 for Wednesday morning. The number of vessels will see a spike too, going from 554 to 615. 133 of them were doubled up today, and that'll go up to 149 on Wednesday. Igigik is also making some gains. That district is going from 594 permits to 613 across the next couple of days. The number of vessels there jumps from 436 to 449, and the number of D-boats will go from 158 to 164. Registration is continuing to trickle away from the Nooshigak. This morning, the district had 269 permits, a number that'll drop to 264 on Wednesday. 226 vessels will go down to 222, and the number of D-boats will drop from 43 to 42. The Ugashik will lose a permit but gain a vessel, with the number of permits dropping from 79 to 78, and the number of vessels kicking up from 58 to 59. The D-boat count in Ugashik will drop from 21 to 19. Looking at the totals across all districts, Wednesday will start with 1,762 permits, 1,388 vessels, and 374 D-boats out on the water in Bristol Bay. We've got the latest numbers from the Chignik Weir. They had 14,000 sockeye yesterday, with 9,000 of those belonging to the late run. So far the weir this season has seen 361,000 sockeye, with 80,000 in the late run. There's an opener over there tonight, and I'll have more on it later in the show. Over in Area M, the South Peninsula is up to 848,000 sockeye so far this year, in addition to 9.7 million pinks. On the north side, they've caught 1.3 million sockeye so far. Turning our attention over to Port Moeller now. The Ocean Cat drifted a bit from Station 12 last night and got started at Station 14 this morning. Today, they're fishing as many stations towards Port Moeller as possible, starting at 22. But first, here are the test fisheries numbers from yesterday. At station 14, there were 3 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh, 8 in the 5 1/8-inch mesh, putting that catch index at 21. Station 16 came up with 3 in the 4.5, 2 in the 5 1/8, making that catch index 10. Station 18 didn't catch any fish in either size mesh, leaving the catch index at 0 over there. Station 20 got 11 in the 4.5 and 3 in the 5 1/8, putting the catch index at 29. Station 22 got 10 in the 4.5, 1 in the 5 1/8, for a catch index of 20. And finally, station 24 didn't catch any in the 4.5, but they got 8 in the 5 1/8, making for a catch index of 16. All that puts the average daily index at 22. And a reminder, there are no more stock composition results coming out this season from Port Moeller. The last one came from July 10th through 11th. We're going to take a very short break here, but we'll be back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in just a moment.
Support for KDLG from Cummins, offering off-season or immediate engine repowers from Alaska to California. More information on a repower through Mike Fortner at 360-742-2864 or George Piaskowski at 907-750-8055.
We are back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this Monday evening. As the end of the 2019 commercial fishing season appears to be on the horizon, so does speculation about base prices across the bay. Icicle Seafoods is the first processor to post base prices this year, $1.35 per pound for reds and 40 cents per pound for chum. They don't have a price for kings or any bonuses posted. KDLG's Sage Smiley called other Bristol Bay processors today: Copper River, Peter Pan, Red Salmon, Ocean Beauty, Leader Creek, AGS, Silver Bay, Trident, and E&E. And they all said they don't have base prices yet. Icicle's posted sockeye base price of $1.35 is higher than last year's average in Bristol Bay, which was $1.26 for reds, not including future price adjustments or bonuses. Icicle's 40 cents for chum also exceeds last year's 36 cent baywide average per pound of chum. In 2018, kings and silvers each weighed in at an average of 80 cents per pound, and pinks brought in 20 cents per pound. Last year, most processors posted prices within the last week of July. We'll keep an eye on the processors that haven't posted prices yet, and we'll have updates on other species prices and bonuses as they're posted in the coming weeks. Legislators were unable to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's 182 line item vetoes last Friday. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is going to see some of the cuts. KDLG's Tyler Thompson spoke with House Speaker Bryce Edgman about those cuts and has this report.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game was among Governor Mike Dunleavy's staggering list of line item vetoes. Roughly $1 million was cut from the Commercial Fisheries Division budget.
Well, the legislature had added $1 million to Commercial Fisheries Division budget, and which got vetoed out, and then sort of got reallocated in a different way that the legislature had added these projects.
That's House Speaker Bryce Edgman. He's referring to the Ortiz amendments that are used to fund projects across the region. In a memo from ADF&G Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang, it says rather than eliminate specific projects covered by the Ortiz amendments, they are looking to cut the lowest priority projects that have the least impact on delivery services. In the central region, those include around $94,000 from Prince William Sound coated wire tags, $50,000 from Alagnac River Tower, and $117,000 from the Susitna Valley Weirs. The memo also addresses that funding for 2 director positions were eliminated from the Division of Subsistence and Division of Habitat. According to the memo, those 2 divisions will be combined into sections. Edgman mentions that 50% of ADF&G's travel budget will be reduced across the department as well. What that means remains to be seen. He says the impact of all the cuts to ADF&G is going to require some time.
There again, I think time is going to tell what $1 million from the Commercial Fishing Division actually entails, even though it's broken down, in components that I have in my office. So we'll see.
The House Finance Committee is holding hearings today regarding an appropriations bill putting the vetoes, capital budget, and permanent fund dividend into one bill. Edgman says he and Senate President Kathy Geisel have been meeting with the governor in hopes to reach a compromise that will bring legislators together for a reasonable solution. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.
Chignik is going to see a 48-hour opener starting at midnight tonight. It's only the second of the year for a region that has seen few fish come its way. Rachel Allen, who fishes in Chignik, says this opener still has its limits.
This time is the closest to what a regular opening would be. I'm sure some people think it's a regular opener. We get to fish on our capes as well as the inner bays. However, we are shut down in the lagoon in the central district, which are the two closest areas to our Sockeye River.
Allen says even if this opener is the start of a successful second half of the season, it wouldn't make up for the devastation they've faced over the last year and a half.
Basically, the entire run, first and second run last year, failed. At the very least, one of them didn't meet escapement, and one failed where, both failed where we couldn't fish. This year, our first run failed, so all of June and most of July, and it is still below escapement on the first run. The river didn't get enough escapement for its sustainable yield, and so we're still, you know, we're still concerned that in 23 and 24, we're going to have some really minimal returns that aren't going to, might not support a fishery.
We'll have more coverage on the situation in Chignik later on this week. Now that just about does it for tonight's show and the Bristol Bay Marine Weather Forecast. Today, a southwest wind of 15 knots, seas at 3 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, a southwest wind of 15 knots, seas at 3 feet with patchy fog. And tomorrow, you guessed it, southwest wind 15 knots, seas at 3 feet and patchy fog. Finally, we're going to close things out with some messages to the fleet. Yet again, we got quite a few coming into the inbox. Please send them on in. We are happy to get them out here on this show. First one, to the boys out there on the Linda Kay, I hope you are all being safe and fishing hard, and specifically to my fisherman, Hunter Davis. I miss you, baby, and I can't wait till you come home. From your girl on shore, Aubrey Arevalo in Fort Bragg, CA. Next up, we got a shout out to Sam and Virginia. Their families love and miss them. Maybe they could call home sometime? LOL. And happy honeymoon to them. Hope that the propane fridge is working out there this season. Love from both families to them. And to the rest of the crew, especially Sam's cousin Jake. That's from Sarah, Scott, Sean, Lauren, Shelby, Gail, Deke, and Ford. Another one here to Patrick and the rest of the crew on the Naknek Leader, toasting you with our Salmon Brook Rosé from the crew at Lost Acres Vineyard in North Granby, Connecticut. Love to see a little love from the Nutmeg State there. Here's a message out to Graveyard Point in Naknek Quijack. It's for Clay Dashner and crew. Hope you're having a great season. Love and miss you, bub. Mom, Dad, Chase, Grandma, and Nono. Next in messages, good afternoon and happy picking to Santiago and the crew of the VS St. Josephine. You're making us very proud. If you may donate several salmon from the day's catch to KDLG, we'll make you whole when you return to San Francisco, along with a plate of enchiladas and New Mexican green chili. We love public radio and hoping everyone on the fleet stays safe. From Mom, Dad, and Olivia. This one is out to Glenn Gustafson on the fishing vessel Intimidator. Jenny says, I miss you dearly. Also, I sent you and Grant a care package of oatmeal and chocolate chip cookies, but it was returned. It melted. Love you guys and see you soon. Love yours, Jenny G. And finally, hello to Matt Bennett on the Willow from Joplin, Missouri. We love you from Mom, Dad, Allie, Amy, Ginny, and Blue. If you have suggestions or corrections for the Fish Report, we want to hear from you. Please let us know by sending an email to fish@kdlg or giving us a ring at 842-5281. If you've got a message to the fleet, send it to the same place, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a ring at 842-5281. And we're still rounding out the final days here of our pledge drive. We can only do what we do thanks to the generous support of our underwriters and folks like you out in the fishing fleet. Give us a call at those numbers. Go on our website. Any dollar counts. It helps us do what we do here at KDLG. And thank you so much to those who have already made their pledge. For our fishing song today, we're going to send things off with I Like It by Cardi B for the crew of the Coachman 2. I'm Alex Hager. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
Diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals, where's my pen, bitch I'm signing, I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks, I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch, I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance, I like proving wrong, I do what they say I can, they call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy had some molly, hotter than a Somali. Virgo, Ferrari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe, big dip on top of the roof, flexing them as hard as I can, eating halal, driving a lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though, got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B, I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. What's his name? Yeah. Hey, I need the dollars to change. Beat it up like pinata. Turn the drops, close the curtains. Bad chicks make you nervous.
Chambean, chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. A ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond district in the chain.
Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar.
Azúcar.
Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Jimmy Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tele y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, he escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza.
Goza, goza,
es la cosa, mami, es la cosa.
Goza,
el
goza.
Que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
Goza, goza,
goza. I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
I'm Lang Solberg of the fishing vessel Odie 2, and I'm a